Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening and the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time to unleash the brutality of Badass Championship Wrestling's very own Wonder. This contest is for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship Belt. The rules are as follows. We will start off with two wrestlers, and every 3 minutes, we will add one more wrestler to the mix until the entire locker room has been emptied into the abomination called the Grinder. If you bleed, we will ask you to leave the cage, abandoning your dreams of becoming World Heavyweight Champion. The last person to shed his blood inside this monstrosity will have the honor of being called eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, BACW, WEWA, eWrestling.org fans, are you ready? I said, are you ready? First one to the cage, he comes to us from Mexico City, Mexico, and goes by the name of La Sombra.
Well, folks, Julio Rodrigo de Hoya has drawn the number of death. He is the first one to enter the cage. And if anything proves to be accurate, it's this. It's nearly impossible for someone to win the Grinder when you're the first man entering this hellacious structure.
Our second wrestler to enter the cage, he's from Honolulu, Hawaii. This is Chris Ross.
A banner day for Chris Ross thus far, but if he truly wants to make history, this is the match in which he must perform well in. Ross definitely has a size advantage, and if I were him, I would try to go immediately to the ground and take La Sombra out of his high-flying game plan. Down to the canvas, off of the turnbuckles, off of the cage, before La Sombra can get his juices and his high-flying ability into high gear. Fans, the referee has taken his place. It's our seventh annual Grinder. It's underway, and here we go! Color tie in the center of the cage, and Ross uses his massive muscle to force Julio into the ropes with the hard Irish whip. Off the rebound and into the air, Julio sprawls out into a high cross body block, but Ross catches him in mid-air. Three-step power slam pays immediate dividends, and you can see right off the bat, Julio Rodrigo de Hoya might be in well over his head. Off the canvas in a methodical fashion and cranking him up into the air by the throat. Down comes the Mexican madman, courtesy of a Chris Cross killer choke slam. Oh my God, now that had a hurt. No pinfalls in this one, folks. And as Ross takes Julio by the hair, oh my God, hair toss into the cage. And bouncing off the mesh, has La Sombra been eliminated? Dragging Julio to his feet, I can see no blood. But good Lord Almighty, did you see the awesome power of Chris Ross? Into the air, down onto the canvas with the power bomb that practically broke Julio's back into. La Sombra is in trouble, and his Grinder appearance might be ending as quick as it began. Ross continues to turn up the heat, and as he goes to pick Sombra up once again from the canvas, Julio fires back with a snapping left. Punch nails Ross behind the ear, and falling to one knee, I think La Sombra found Chris Ross's sweet spot. Ross falls backwards, and Julio immediately jams the heel into the midsection of the Big Hawaiian. Struggling to his feet, La Sombra bounces off the ropes and somersaulting forward into the air, attacks the stomach area once again with Mexican Thunder. Rolling to his side to combat the lack of oxygen, Chris Ross goes belly down, kicking his legs on the canvas. With Ross flat on his stomach, La Sombra takes advantage of the positioning and leaping into the air. Oh my God, awesome leg drop across the back of the head. Quickly rolling onto Ross's back. It's a surfboard. Julio Rodrigo de Hoya is applying a surfboard. And look at the man without fear, arching backwards.
The next wrestler to enter the cage, Jack Craven.
diving into the cage with the steel chair lost over to the big payment and smashing Muhammad Ali to shoulder blade. While Sombra releases the surfboard, and things just got very interesting. Tossing the steel chair into one of the panels of the cage, Craven mounts Sombra, and down onto Julio's head. It's raining punches, and there's not a damn thing Julio can do about it. Sombra turns backwards, sideways, frontwards, any way but loose right turn Clyde. Sweeping dive kick by Craven slows the Sombra down, and pulling the Mexican Madman from his back, Craven tosses him into the ropes, off the nylon, and ducking the clothesline from hell. Sombra uses the rebound to execute a perfect textbook flying forearm. Arriba! Winds up figure four, and Sombra is in control.
Fourth wrestler is Mike Morrison.
The buzzer sounds and beelining into the cage with nothing but evil intentions for Chris Ross on his mind. Mike Morrison intertwines his fingers in the cage, and here comes a proverbial mud hole stopping. Boot to the stomach again, 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 again. Morrison pulls Chris Ross to his feet and slams Ross his head into the cage. The big man shakes his head and gives them a tumble finger wave. No way, Ross says. Hard downward kick on the ankle, and that immediately cripples Ross down onto the canvas to one knee. Taking it by the noggin, Morrison works on Ross's head with a thudding knee lift and flying flat on his back. Chris Ross is in trouble. On the opposite side of the cage, Jack Craven has reversed the figure four, and this forces Las Ombra to immediately break the hold. The crowd gets to their feet as Mike Morrison jams Chris Ross's head through the ropes and outside the cage and down onto the stairs. This could get ugly real fast. Morrison and Ross have exited the cage and punching and scratching and clawing, the two now roll up the steel stairs, hitting the floor with the thud, and Ross lands on top. Cocoa butt to the head of Morrison, and lunging forward, Chris Ross slams Mike Morrison into the steel stairs with the thud. This is turning into an absolute war between Morrison and Ross. When will this feud ever end? I don't know. It's Ross's turn now to inflict some damage and choking the god holy hell out of Mike Morrison. Something tells me Chris Ross tonight is simply unstoppable. He has to be the favorite to win the world title in this match right now.
It's wrestler to enter the triangle, Lee Real.
Speaking of favorites, down the aisle charges Lee Real with the steel chair and turning so he doesn't get hit. Lee Real tosses a chair to Ross. Ross catches it. Big K, and the chair ricochets off of Chris Ross's face. Ross is cut. Chris Ross is cut, and he has been the first person eliminated from the 2005 Grinder. Morrison regains his composure and tackling Real onto the steel stairs. Oh my god, I think Mike Morrison just hit his head. I think Morrison's bleeding. Back in the cage, pump handle slam hurts Las Ombra. And folks, Jack Craven is simply too experienced for Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas to handle. Irish whip into the ropes, but this time Julio can't put the brakes on. Big boot to the face, topples Rodrigo, and Craven isn't stopping there. On the outside, you can see a welt forming on Mike Morrison's forehead, but I don't see any blood. Morrison is still in the grinder. Off the canvas and back into the ropes goes Julio, and this time Las Sombra's on the receiving end of a brutal spine buster. Craven looks upwards, and good lord almighty, I don't even think he can think about that. Don't do it, Jack. The fans don't believe it. They're saying for him to not climb the cage, but Craven is ignoring them. Jack Craven is now climbing the cage, and everyone in attendance has risen to their feet. Up at the top and making the sign of the cross, Craven leaps up,
ready.
And here
JK,
goes the 15-foot Thunder Mountain leg drop. He missed. He missed. Jack Craven missed the 15-foot Thunder Mountain leg drop, and Craven now looks like somebody who just bent down in the jail shower stall to pick up the soap.
It's wrestler to enter the grinder, Joey Evangelisto.
Sprinting down the ramp and leaping onto the back of greatness, I think Joey Evangelisto's got on a sleeper hold. Morrison is waving his hands erratically and stumbling around. Joey isn't letting go, trying to drag himself up the stairs and into the cage. Morrison trips over Lee Real and crushing onto the jagged steps. Joey pushes Morrison to the side, and Morrison quickly counters with a tough glove scoop slam. Evangelista Santo is not looking good right now, folks. Oh, donkey pump to the back of Lee Real's head. And Mike Morrison is out climbing over Real to get into the cage. Looking around, Morrison stops in the entranceway. And as he appears to be in complete control, oh my God! Lee Real just slammed the steel door. And now Mike Morrison right in the face. Greatness wobbles, Greatness shakes, falling onto the stairs in Ric Flair-like fashion. Mike Morrison is bleeding, and Michael Morrison has been eliminated. Evangelista is next to enter the big grinder structure and bending over to El Sombra. He's okay. Oh, Joey is crushed into a massive chunk of flesh by a Jack Craven clothesline from hell. Craven wastes no time, slamming Joey's head into the one, two. He's running over to the third pal. There goes Joey face first, slamming Evangelista into the fourth pal in the cage. Goodnight, Gracie. Evangelista is bleeding like a stuck pig, and he has been eliminated. Jack attack! Jack attack! Jack attack on Joey Evangelista, but from behind, La Sombra connects with a running dropkick to the back of Jack Craven's head, forcing Evangelista into the cage. Craven lifts him up as a shield. Oh my God, Evangelista face first into the mesh, and Jack Craven just avoided what would have been definite elimination. Wait a minute, folks, wait a minute. What are the fans looking at? It can it be? Yes, it can, folks. Lee Real has climbed to the top of the cage, and if he's not careful, he just might seriously injure himself. Not even hesitating and leaping off from 15 feet above and soaring through the air. Here comes a crossbody, but Craven and Sombra catch him. Oh my God, they just transitioned him up onto their shoulders. They're running towards the cage. Human spear into the mesh, and the Canadian is busted open big. Lee Real just couldn't overcome the variables here in this steel cage grinder tonight, and that's something Real's gonna have to go back into the locker room with. He just didn't have a chance inside the grinder this year. Chris Ross has returned back to ringside, and now Chris Ross is entering the cage. Chris Ross has been eliminated, but I wouldn't stop him from going in there. Real tosses him the steel chair, and Ross crushes a Canadian over the head. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Craven and Sombra still going at it, and Joey Evangelista is covered in his own blood from head to toe. A bloody Mike Morrison is furious, and he was eliminated so quickly, and Morrison now is bringing in another steel chair.
Next to enter the grinder, Michael Cannon!
Chair shot to Joey by Morrison, and the former World Heavyweight Champion is entering the cage. Another shot forces Crimson to squirt from Lee Real's newly formed cash, and Morrison misses Craven and turning up bounce. Kavanaugh and Gasso with a brutal chair shot to the head. Morrison staggers backwards into a jack attack! Jack attack! And down onto the canvas with a jack attack slam goes Greatness. Craven spits on Morrison, and from behind Kavanaugh, here comes a Sombra with the steel chair. Oh, steel chair shattered around the world. Kavanaugh looks up, and as the blood streams from Craven's eyelid, I can't believe it. Jack Craven has just sacrificed himself for his best friend. But this is a grinder. There aren't supposed to be any friends. Jack Craven sees the blood trickling on that canvas, and in a fit of rage, he gets tackled by Sombra in the corner of the ring, slamming Sombra's head over and over and over into a discarded steel chair. Craven unloads with uncontrollable punches and punches while Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh continues to toss the eliminated wrestlers through the cage and out of the grinder. Turning to his friend covered in La Sombra's blood, Jack Craven, oh my God, he just collapsed in the ring. Oh my God, he just collapsed, and there's no one who's gonna get in this cage to help him. Craven needs some serious medical attention, and...
And next to enter the grinder, Rick Righteous!
Oh my God, no! Kavanaugh is still exhausted from his match with Rockwell and swinging the chair hard as Righteous enters the ring. The fresh Rick Righteous ducks the move. Boot to the stomach. Right move, stutter knocks Kavanaugh out. Look at Righteous just nodding his head with approval. The man is exhausted, Rick. Then don't be proud of that, you big blowhard. Hanging Kavanaugh for from the Tree of Woe in the opposite side of the ring. Righteous backs up into the other corner. And here comes Rick. Oh no, Craven just regained consciousness. He just grabbed Rick Righteous's boot. And Righteous cannot get out of the corner. Craven reaches up and grabs Righteous's ankle. And Rick kicks him right in the face. Come on, can you see the guy's hurt? Righteous, leave him alone. I don't believe it. Tapping Righteous on the shoulders. Rick turns around and lights him up like a Christmas tree with a chair shot from hell. Boot to the stomach. Head and arm clamp. Right on the mangled steel chair. And Righteous is cut. Rick Righteous is cut and he's been eliminated.
And the final competitor to enter the grinder, the World Heavyweight Champion, Darrell Bazaar!
Tossing Rick from the cage, counter motions for Bazaar to enter the House of the Unholy, and look at Darrell flash that cocky smirk. I don't think this kid thinks anybody can beat him. Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has waited over 3 years to get his hands on Darrell Bazaar, and now his dream has finally come true. Mike Kavanaugh is only one person away from regaining his World Heavyweight Championship bout, and he's only one wrestler away from making history by being only the second person in eWrestling.org history to win the grinder twice. Removing the world title from his waist, Bazaar climbs the stairs slowly, and we're about to see the most intense matchup in the history of eWrestling.org. The cage is open. Bazaar is about to go through. Oh my God, no. What the hell? Folks, the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Petit, has just appeared on the Ovaltron, and the action has completely stopped. Inside the cage is an exhausted Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Ready to get in the cage is a fresh Darrell Bazaar. But we have to stop because Mr. Petit apparently has something to say.
Oh, wait a dang New York man! Cut some juicy! Yeah? Step down from that cage, boy. Don't you dare enter it. I know your pride wants to silence the critics. I know you're trying to put this feud to an end. Is that your fingertips? But listen to me, both of you. Listen to me dang well and good. Now, you'll come back and you'll finalize your eWrestling.org contract. You will not get into that cage. Because if you do and you lose to Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, you lose everything, boy. Darrell, look into my eyes and just walk away.
Darrell, don't listen to the guy. He only wants what's best for him, and that's more money to build a feud between you and Kavanaugh. Bazaar wants to enter the cage. Shut up, Betty. Let them play. Let them play. Let them play. Let them play.
Oh, promo, one more word out of you, boy, and I sandpaper your face. Damn, let's not forget what I did for you the other day. Damn, let's not forget the favor that Mr. Binti performed for you. Let's not forget the man who helped you out in a time of need. Now I'm calling in my marker, down, and I'm no longer asking you. I'm telling you, boy, step down from that cage.
Fans, I don't know what the hell that's all about, but Bazaar is taking his world title belt. He's coming down the stairs, and he is exiting the arena. Kavanaugh is screaming at the referee that if Bazaar does not enter the grinder, then the belt is his, and I agree. Hey, Bazaar, no ticky, no shirty. You gotta give the belt back if you don't want to get in there with them.
Oh, Mike, calm down, Mike. Mike, calm the hell down. See, there's a little bit for everybody in this deal, Mike. First, you're going to agree to let Darrell keep the world title and sign his contract. Second, there's no one left, boy, and you win the grinder and take your place in history alongside your friend, David Obsidian Vance. And third, as a grinder winner, you will be guaranteed a world title shot at our next pay-per-view to air in June called Last Rack. Bow to the Almighty!
What are you kidding me, Petit? Kavanaugh doesn't care about last rites, and my God, Look at it, he's trying to exit the cage to get to Bazaar, but the referees are getting in his way. Let him go, guys. He needs to kick Bazaar's ass. Let him go. You can't win a title like this. This is a grinder. You can't change the rules, but he's right in the middle of the show.
Whoa! Hey, Mike! Hey! Listen to me good, Mike. Just as Mr. Vince can give it, he can take it away, too. So you're treading on thin ice right now. Between now and last fight, if you lay one unprovoked hand on Darryl Bazaar, you will forfeit your title shot. And for helmet God, I will fire you from WEWA. No. You know what? That's too easy to fire, Mike. I'm not gonna fire you because I'm gonna permanently do something to you that is gonna affect your life forever. You know, your buddy Jack Craven lying in the ring all bloody and hurting there? I tell you what, he wants to get back into the Hall of Fame. Well, if you defeat Darryl Bazaar that last fight, and mind, you know, Jack Craven wins his match at last round, I'll induct Jack Craven back into the Hall of Fame and welcome him with open arms. Now, congratulations, Mike, on another stellar year. You enjoy your grinder winning, Darryl. I believe there's a contract in my dressing room with your name on it, boy.
Fans, I don't believe it. Tonight, we saw the return of the sexiest man alive, Magnum Randell. We also witnessed Derek Cheapshot Parks rushed off to the hospital with another neck injury. Chris Ross found his way back into the hearts of the fans and became the brand new World Television Champion. Emma Sombra was inducted into the WEWA Hall of Fame. Now, normally, folks, that would have been enough. But no, it wasn't over, because as you just saw, Mr. Petit then reached into his bag of tricks and pulled out one of Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh's most feared opponents. To appreciate the magnitude of the Bazaar-Kavanaugh feud and Bazaar's return to WWA, you have to understand the history behind Bazaar's 3-year campaign, not only to ruin Mr. Petit, but WEWA as a whole. Unfortunately, we're out of time. And as Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh continues to stare at his most hated enemy from within the brutal steel structure, I gotta tell you this, folks. I'm out of time. I'm the Promo Machine, and on behalf of the WEWAEWrestling.org and Mr. Petit, I bid you farewell from Kissimmee, Florida, and the place that coined the phrases, enjoy the brutality and simply the best. Good night from Grinder 7 falling to pieces, and we'll see you in 3 weeks from Texas Stadium, where our main event will feature Chris Ross as he defends his newly won WEWA World Television Championship against true greatness, Mike Morrison.
Gentlemen, in the time of 1 hour and 12 minutes, I am proud to present to you the new Badass Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Champion of the World and winner of the 1999 Grinder, the Mega. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and new WEWA World Champion, the Alaskan Nightmare, the winner of the 2000 Grinder, Adrian Blade.
Champion, Eddie Outlaw! The Eddie Outlaw with the first
wrestler who just doesn't care.
Don't you ever forget, Eddie Outlaw, better than you.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the 2002 Grinder and new WEWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Mahi Monster, he is Obsidian! Your winner of the 2003 Grinder and new World Heavyweight Champion, gentlemen, your winner of the 2004 Grinder for a second time, and still eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, he is a Mahi Monster. This is Obsidian.
Joey Evangelisto.
Why? Fuck you, that's why.
Woo! I'm ready for the show, kids. Give me a fucking show.
I'm simply the best, boys and girls. Simply the best. That's right. TVU time.
Fucking time!
Snakebite? Oh, fuck yeah, Snakebite.
It's all about me, DCP.
JK, baby!
Woo!
Now here's what the fans want to see.
La Raza!
Come on, little Joby. Is that the best that you've got?
I'm your sexy on the Teen Exxon reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show.
Live it. Love it. Learn it. Because there isn't a fucking thing you can do about it.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Batee or eWrestling.org, the WEWA, simply the best.